heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into all areas of our lives. On this show, we'll share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you if you are still sort of just checking out faith. But on this show, we believe in the following biblical precepts, is what we call them. We believe that faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God. And so as a result of that, we will share Scripture throughout the program because we feel that's how faith is brought about in somebody's life. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. We also believe that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we also believe that faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So with that being said, I'm going to share a little bit of Scripture, and then we're going to take a break and bring on today's guest. But our Scripture today comes from, I had somebody ask me recently, what was my life plan? And, it's kind of a deep question. And I ended up just that day, I was reading in the book of 1 Thessalonians, and if you're not a Bible scholar, you may not have ever been to the book of 1 Thessalonians, but in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul says this. He says to rejoice always and delight in your faith. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer, and in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So I ended up answering the question, what's your life plan? What's your business plan? What's your kind of goal plan? And I said it was three things. It's going to be rejoice, pray without ceasing, and give thanks continually. And I was so thankful that I had the Word that was guiding me and that God was guiding me to that very Scripture. And I have found that in days that are really challenging, and we all have them, we all have stuff that happens in our lives that just comes upon us and we don't see it coming. But when you come at the world equipped with the Word of God, the Apostle Paul calls it the sword of the Spirit. When we come at life with the sword of the Spirit and the Word of God, and it points us to a place like 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, rejoice, pray, give thanks. There's my business plan. So I hope that helps you today. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Virginia Blood Services is holding a blood drive on Friday, May 26th at the UVA Medical Center from 3:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's in the first floor dining conference rooms at the UVA Medical Center at 1221 Lee Street. The Virginia Fork Life Program at the Virginia Foundations for the Humanities is offering the class of master artists in the Virginia Fork Life Apprenticeship Program. Learn candy making, spinning and weaving, logging, banjo making, soul food cooking, and more. Details at virginiafolklife.org. The 50th anniversary of the closing of Scottsville High School will be on June 10th from 2 to 6 p.m. The event is for anyone who attended Scottsville High School. It's $20 per person and includes dinner. For information, email shscelebration@yahoo.com. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@seavillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. With us today, we have our special guest back with us, Pat Jensen. Pat is a big sister to me. I want to say, you know, we're too close in age for me to call you Mama Pat.
That's
but
true.
Everybody calls you Mama
That's
Pat.
That's true.
Pat is going to share and kind of give an update for those of you that don't know Pat's story. She's in a battle against cancer, a very aggressive cancer, and her faith is strong, and she is relying on God and the prayer warriors throughout Charlottesville and the country and the world to pray for her. And Pat, I just appreciate you being on the show and wondered, for those that don't know your story, would you mind going back and sort of kind of catching everybody up with kind of where we started and where we are now?
I'll be happy to. I started in April of 2014, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a rather aggressive kind of breast cancer, and I went through chemo and radiation, mastectomy, things that I would rather not have done. I'd rather have done all natural, but it was pretty aggressive, so we did that. Thought we had a fairly clean bill of health, although, as Joe knows, once you have cancer, or even if you haven't had cancer, you do have cancer. Everybody has cancer in their body. And so mine has resurrected itself as of February, and it had metastasized to my liver, which is about half diseased, and to my bones. And at that time, I was given a potential diagnosis of 3 to 6 months. 3 months was last week. So I went 6 weeks trying to go through prayer and more natural approaches, and the second scan showed that it was ravaging and growing pretty significantly. And at that point, the doctor said, you know, if we don't get something that stops this growth, we're looking at 4 to 6 weeks, and last week would have been 4 weeks. So I have passed my first sell-by date.
Mm-hmm.
I do pray that I have a longer period of time than projected, and I have a great deal of faith in, well, the We Believe program that you started. I have prayer warriors all over the world, as I understand, and that provides so much comfort and so much positive direction for me. I have just gotten my first positive news last Saturday, the 6th. I went in for another set of scans, and it showed that the liver cancer has stabilized. And that's the important part, because it's the liver cancer that would get me. The bone cancer will make me miserable, but it'd take a lot longer for me to do that. Having the CT scan, they also did my brain, and within an hour, they had me in the operating room. I had so much blood on my brain that they don't think was related to the cancer. They think it could have been a jolt from a few weeks before when I was out riding in a vehicle that hit a hole in a field. And so they drilled two holes and drained the brain on Saturday, sent me home at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and there were 65 realtors at my house from 4 to 6 for a big WCR car event to come celebrate with me.
I need to chime in on that for a second, because I felt like such a wimp that day. Because for our listeners, Pat and I are both real estate brokers, and so we manage our agents, but we also list and sell. And on that particular Sunday, I was doing an open house in Crozet. And I work most Sundays, and so after that open house, I hightailed it to your house for the Council of Women Realtors WCR picnic. I get there at about 5:15, and I'm feeling kind of tired and a little bit worn out, and a little bit, you know, I want to go home and sit in my chair, and I come into your house and sit next to you, and I realized that you had more energy than I had, and you just had two holes drilled in your head, and I just sat there going, I can't believe what I'm experiencing from this woman. But you've always been a higher energy lady, but on that particular day, I was just blown away, and I did catch a second wind off of your energy.
You did.
I must tell
you.
But that was very motivational to me.
Well, the energy is coming from God through friends and prayer. So people said, why didn't you cancel that picnic? That was ridiculous. You just got out of the hospital. No, I needed that personally. I needed that selfishly. And I think that everybody there needed assurance that I was okay and on track. Mm. So the energy that comes to me from the prayer and the love and the kind words, it's like I said to you before, it's like going to your own funeral, but you're there hearing all the wonderful things. And it's just so much more civilized and a wonderful thing to do. So I share that with people. If you know someone in this situation, open up and just say nice things about them. I got one card that just said, I love you, I love you, I love you. And so just getting that positive support and the energy from God does help me get through the next day. It's one of my magic miracles.
Let me share with you on the beginning of the show, I talked about this chapter in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, which I can't seem to get myself out of. I don't really want to get out of it. It's been so rich for me, and there's been just so much spiritual food in there for me. That was earlier in the show. I talked about how it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks continually. But later on in that chapter, it says, therefore, encourage and comfort one another and build up one another just as you are doing. And when I think of that, I think about kind of your whole journey that you're on, how people have been there for you.
Wonderful.
But one of the mistakes I think we make as humans, and I think the enemy is behind it, is the isolation. When you go into isolation, sometimes, and this might be a gender issue, men, when they face problems, oftentimes want to go into the isolation chamber and figure it out themselves. And I've always felt like that's kind of part of the devil's plan to divide and conquer. But when we get together, well, the Bible says that we're to bear each other's burdens. You know, that we're to come together, and as the Apostle Paul says in 1 Thessalonians, encourage and comfort one another and build one another up. But what's interesting, that the point I wanted to make on this is, I come to your house thinking I'm going to encourage Pat, but I'm the one that leaves encouraged. Isn't that amazing how God works that out?
And I think that verse is very appropriate for today. Of course, God will put the right verses in our heads at the right time, because I know that a lot of people think in terms of prayer as getting on your hands and knees in a specific spot at a specific time and sort of formally asking God for what you need. My version of prayer for years has been a continual conversation with God and thankfulness. Thankfulness and gratitude have been major in my life. So one of the first things I did, which some people find hard, is I thank God for the cancer. I embrace the cancer, and I love the cancer. I'm hoping to love it to death. But it is just a constant, he's sending me constant beauty and things of encouragement. I have a place where my hospital bed will be. When I call it my portal. You've been there. It's a sun porch at my house.
Beautiful spot.
And the view is like heaven on earth. So my feeling is I'm going to step from heaven on earth, from my portal, into the true heaven, which I can't imagine being more beautiful than the lovely spot that I have to be in. But I am constantly thanking God for a good night's sleep. I'm thanking him for a day of no pain. I'm thanking him for the birds. The friend has set up bird feeders at my house. And so there's so many beautiful things. And then there has not been a single day that I have not received a minimum of two cards or two calls or two emails or people sending me things to encourage me. And I know that, and I don't know how much time we have before the break, but I know that part of this prayer program that we have stepped up is that we believe in miracles. And in the middle of the night, when you're in a situation like this, little niggling thoughts come through your mind. Little doubts come through your mind. And among them are, but what if a miracle doesn't happen? What if I end up going sooner? And I remember the story of the man who told his wife, honey, just pray and you'll be healed. And they prayed and prayed, and she ended up dying. And his lament to the minister was, she just didn't have enough faith. And that's not the case, because I am convinced that I will be healed. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that God is going to heal me. The question is whether he's going to heal me on this side or on the other side.
Oh, that's so sweet. But the healing
will come.
Amen.
Yeah. And I have something I'll read, I guess, after break that helps with this kind of
hope. Yeah. We're heading to the break. And just real quick, wondering for our listeners, do you feel like, I think I know the answer to this question, but do you feel like during the challenges of your cancer that you've grown closer to God during that time?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do. He's preparing me for what is ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. You know, it's usually moments of adversary and problems in your life that you seek God.
Mm-hmm.
When things are going great, I've always made sure I was thankful for God, but I didn't seek him maybe as much.
Yeah.
I was more like, I'm on a good path. God's got me blessed. I'm doing this well. I'm doing that well. I have a happy life. I'm very fortunate. So I've always felt very positive about what I have had in life. So,
well,
yes.
You know, the psalmist says, one of the verses that I've become familiar with in Psalm 16, the psalmist, King David, says, in your presence is fullness of joy. And that's the, maybe irony's the wrong word, but that's the interesting part of this journey, is when we hit these challenges, trials, tribulations, they actually pull us closer to God if we are open to that. And as a result of that, in his presence is fullness of joy. If you want to think about joy and cancer, it seems like those two words can't exist. But when I spend time with you, Pat Jensen, I am fully convinced of the truth of God's word. And I remain persistent in prayer for your healing, and that we have no doubt that we serve and love a miracle-making God. And so I'm so looking forward to just continuing with you on this journey.
I hope so. And my goal is to have a little bit longer time, maybe a year. And that would be, I'd be delighted to get that much time.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of the program featuring Pat Jensen. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Hoover Ridge Park in Madison presents the first ever Hoover Ridge Hops Fest on May 28th. Gates open at 1:30. The festival features craft beers, bands, food, and more. Details at hooverridge.com. The Hoof and Wolf 4-H Club is hosting their annual benefit and 4-H Qualifying Horse Show on Sunday, May 28th at 8:30 a.m. at Spring Breeze Farm on Catterton Road in Free Union. You'll also be able to buy riding clothes, tack, and equipment as part of their club benefit sale. Paracon 2017 will be held at the Exchange Hotel Civil War Medical Museum on South Main Street in Gordonsville on June 10th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Paracon is an annual event that pertains to all things paranormal. Info at GordonsvilleVAParacon.com. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to PSA@SevilleStations.com. For more events, visit our website, WCHV.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today is everybody's good friend, Mama Pat, Pat Jensen. And Pat, we've been talking about your journey with cancer, how your faith life intersects with dealing with cancer, and then you have this big family, you have a wonderful husband, four children, grandchildren, even a great-grandchild. You have all this going on, a thriving real estate business, and darn it, cancer jumps in the middle of all that and is trying to kind of steal your joy, but you remain prayerful. Your faith is growing stronger every day. And as a result of that, you have this kind of glow about you, which is an amazing, amazing thing. I do want to mention to our listeners that we have this campaign. It's a We Believe campaign, and we have wristbands. And I'm going to go ahead and give you my cell phone number. Over the air is 434-981-1882. If you want one of these wristbands, we will get it to you. It's We Believe, and the scripture that it's backed up on is Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verse 24, that says, the words of Jesus, says, if you believe, you will receive all that you ask for in prayer. I got it right this time.
Yeah,
Pat.
You did. But,
so
did
we
wonderful.
Believe, we are believing for your miracle, Pat, and we are believing for your healing, and we're just so thankful for your friendship and how, you know, all of us come together to encourage you. But as we said on the earlier part of the program, we're all encouraged by you, and it's an amazing journey. But I just want to, you know, personally take this time to thank you for your friendship. You've been a mentor, a big sister to me, and our relationship means the world to me.
Well,
so
me
too. Sorry
Absolutely.
For tearing up on
That's
the air
okay.
here, but you mean a lot to me. So okay. Moving right out of that, do you have any scripture you'd like to share or stories you'd like to share with us?
I would like to share a couple of readings from a wonderful book my friend Dina Kropp gave me by Sarah Young on Jesus Calling, and it's a daily meditation type of book, and has brought me a great deal of comfort. We talk about believing in the miracle of healing, and there's all kinds of levels of that. There, I could have a miracle that gives me many, many years. I could have a miracle that gives me another Christmas. All of those would be miracles. I know of a fella, his name was Doug, I was told recently, and he was given a diagnosis of just a few months to live. And he was able for 2 years on the anniversary of that date he was given to have a party that he called Doug's Not Dead Yet. And so anything is a celebration. Mm. Any little miracle is part of this miracle. Mm. So my healing might not be to be here for 20 more years. Mm-hmm. It could be something smaller. But in this little book, there is something that has helped me. And it's called, it's based on Romans 12:12, Thessalonians 5:8, and Hebrews 6:18. Hope is a golden cord connecting you to heaven. This cord helps you hold your head up high even when multiple trials are buffeting you. I never leave your side, and I never let go of your hand. But without the cord of hope, your head may slump, and your feet may shuffle as you journey uphill with me. Hope lifts your perspective from your weary feet to the glorious views you can see from the high road. You are reminded that the road we're traveling together is ultimately a highway to heaven. When you consider this radiant destination, the roughness or smoothness of the road ahead becomes much less significant. I am training you to hold in your heart a dual focus, my continued presence and the hope of heaven. I just think that's a lovely verse to give people hope and to keep them encouraged
as they
move forward.
And especially I think about what a testimony it is when people that maybe they don't have faith yet, and they've been thinking about faith and checking out faith, and they come across somebody like Pat Jensen who is going through this health challenge in your life, and yet you have this glow about you, you have this radiance about you, you have this shine about you. And what I think people can see is there, you know, it stands out in a crowd to me. There's something different about you, and I think it's the faith and love. One more thing from that First Thessalonians chapter 5, which I love so much. This is the Apostle Paul again, says, but since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope and confidence assurance of salvation. The breastplate of faith and love. I just feel like that's part of your story. You know,
yes.
When I think about Pat Jensen, it's about faith and love.
Yeah. And I'm more than happy to go talk to anybody or any meeting or support group or whatever that needs to share and help other people. Mm-hmm. So if anyone needs that, they can do that. Another thing that I found in this book is based on First Corinthians and on Hebrews. Heaven is both present and future. As you walk along your life path holding my hand, you are already in touch with the essence of heaven, nearness to me. You can also find many hints of heaven along your pathway because the earth is radiantly alive with my presence. Shimmering sunshine awakens your heart, gently reminding you of my brilliant light. Birds and flowers, trees and skies evoke praises to my holy name. Keep your eyes and ears fully open as you journey with me. At the end of your life path is an entrance to heaven. Only I know when you will reach that destination, but I am preparing you for it each step of the way. Mm. The absolute certainty of your heavenly home gives you peace and joy to help you along your journey. You know that you will reach your home in my perfect timing, not one moment too soon or too late. Let the hope of heaven encourage you as you walk along your life with me.
It's very sweet.
So that is, it just provides me with a great deal of joy and hope and for the future.
Mm. The book, again, is by Sarah Young. It's called Jesus Calling. Mm-hmm. I know they have it at Barnes & Noble's, of course, all the other bookstores. But sweet encouragement, and it's all biblically based.
That's
really
right.
Good stuff. Pat, let me ask you, if any of our listeners, they now have a new diagnosis of cancer, and they're kind of rocked, and they've been pushed back a little bit, and they're trying to get their foundation underneath them. What would you say to any of our listeners that are new to this cancer journey? What advice would you have for them?
Slow down. Take a deep breath. The cancer has been there a long time in most cases. There is no immediate sense of urgency in most cases to have treatment begin. You need to do some research. You need to look at alternative paths. You need to determine what kind of cancer and your options. Mm-hmm. There, I went to the Mortal, there was a show at the Paramount, a live presentation on being mortal. And I brought up the question, where can I go for alternative support, for alternative methods, for things that can help me with cancer besides the standard medical procedure? And there wasn't much of a positive outcome from that question. So I think that we need to pull together and just take time to decide what to do. Mm-hmm. And then put your faith in God and go for it and do everything you can to improve your situation, eating properly, doing exercise, getting your mind in a proper place. It's very scary. It's hard to do at first. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
Okay, let me ask you this, and we're almost at the end of the show. If somebody has now heard that their friend has cancer, what advice do you have to in terms of ministering to somebody who has cancer? How do you interact with that person? What advice would you have on that front in terms of how to encourage somebody who's going through that journey?
Whatever you do, don't do nothing. Mm-hmm. So many people hear about it. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to encourage the person. Call them, reach out, send them a letter, send them a card, say, I'm here. I'm praying for you. Mm-hmm. I love you. Tell them nice things that they've done for you. I remember one time when you did this, and it was just wonderful. Just be there and encourage them. Just be there and encourage them.
And I bet you could testify that some of these texts that come out of the blue have never meant so much.
You are wonderful, Michael Guthrie. Oh. I have so many prayer warriors sending me wonderful texts and messages.
Well, Pat Jensen, to you and your family, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. Thanks for joining us. See you all next week on Everyday Faith Radio.
Heal a broken heart. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make